Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? You're down to sleep. Oh God, I pray to the Lord, my soul, he keep. Yeah. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, pray before I lay me down to sleep. Oh God, I pray to the Lord, my soul, he keep. Yeah. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, pray. Lord, please have mercy on my soul. Yes. For the lives that we took, for the things that we stole, for the fabrication and lame is the lies that we told. See, I've been doing crime since I was 3 years old. Like clicking the letter B or Michael's a word, we got bold. And like a nigga who sneezed, I got cold. I know at times my faith seems iffy, but I ask that you forgive me and have mercy on me. One more time, before I lay me down to sleep. I pray to the Lord, my soul, he keep. Yes. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, right, before I lay me down to sleep. I pray to the Lord, my soul, he keep. Yes. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, right. Lord, please have mercy on my soul. For the lives that are dearly departed, the ones we discarded through the means of abortion, racketeering, extortion. Cause a nigga wanted a bigger portion. It's misfortune. So many laying in the coffin. Because of greed, but life will continue to move, and so shall we. Lord, cause we carry on. So the baton, the knowledge I continue to pass on. I can't dwell on the past, cause that's gone. Let's go. I can't dwell in the past, cause that's gone. And like Mel Gibson, I give you my passion. And I hope that you see, like a nigga with corrective surgery, what I give you on the mic is just a third of me. God, before I lay me down to sleep, oh God, I pray to the Lord, my soul, he keep. Help me. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, pray before I lay me down to sleep. Oh God, I pray to the Lord, my soul, he keep. Yes. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. I know I be messing up. Yep. Yes. Just trying, man. Just trying. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Please. 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 Yo, 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 this is the Enigma Sep. I was with Enigma Sep Timber. What's good? You know what I'm saying? Back in the building. What you just heard was my man Los Lauren with, I apologize. I'm sorry. Anyway, y'all heard the song. It is what it is. Yo, if you don't know, got my mans, you know what I mean, coming through from the No Static Podcast in the building. Y'all show some love. What's going on, fellas? Y'all good?
Yeah, we good. We good. It's nice to finally be on the show.
I gotta be finally, dog. God dang, man.
I'm glad to be here. You know what I mean? I'm just be hyped enough to
say. Yeah, we got my man Devin in the building. Devin Q.
Trap Zeus.
Trap Zeus. Right. I like that. I like Trap Zeus. Word. Yeah, we gotta commit that to memory.
Word.
I like that. That's how the Q little brother.
Exactly.
No, you want to fight niggas up.
You know what's crazy about that? It's like when it comes to the dynamic now, it's like Brandy is known as Ray J's sister.
Right, right. Matter of fact, Ray J, aka Willie Norwood.
Yo, with the money team. Okay.
Willie Norwood. Now I was looking at some old clips of like shows that came out in '93. Yeah. I told you I'd be on like watching old shows. I don't know. I like history. Anyway, they were showing the Sinbad show.
Yeah.
And he was on that joint, but his name was Willie Norwood on. I'm like, who the fuck is Willie, nigga? Yeah,
who's uncle?
Right. Willie.
That's
like the blackest son. Name I'd have heard in a long time.
Straight up. But yeah, I had research. I'm like, this nigga name, middle name William or some shit? Yeah, joint. Right. And it turned out his real name is William Raymond Norwood Jr.
Damn.
Ray J. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
So I was just like, man, what the?
see, now I know Princess be in the house cussing that man out. Okay, Willie.
Willie, right. Nigga, we get hot. Yo. But yeah, we got also, I ain't saying my man's name. We got DJ LQ in the building. So we got the boys from
the big kids.
No Static Podcast. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I check these boys out. Definitely got y'all out in my Google podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, too, just glad to have y'all here. I've been wanting to get a number of podcasts. I will get a number of podcasts on the show. Just so that we united, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Shout out to our sister podcast, Grossly Overqualified with Lori. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. We want to reach out and build a podcast community eventually.
Word. Plus, LQ just my homie, you know what I'm saying, for right. The longest, so it's all good. So we're going to go ahead, man, get into these topics, see what's good in the hip-hop nation. Shoot. Matter of fact, no, I got some announcements first. Let me let y'all know what's good. Shout out to my man on Bravo. They got the Southern Hospitality Battle League present Silent Night. You listen to the podcast, you're too late. But listening to, hey, baby, what's up, Fee? We listen to the YouTube joint tomorrow night. You got the Battle League Silent Night at Goldie Sound Studios. You know what I'm saying? Get you put five on it. You know what I'm saying? He's asking you to put five on it. You know what I'm saying? Support them boys. If you already know, Flow the God was on the joint 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? He's going to be battling my man Dragon X. Shout out to Dragon X. Showing mad support. You know what I mean? Played one of his joints a couple weeks ago. And of course, on Bravo, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. Apparently, he made the announcement it's going to be his last battle. I guess he's going to step back, you know what I'm saying,
What he going to do? He going to be Future from A-Rock?
Probably.
He's cats.
He said he's working on an album. He just dropped a single. We played it last podcast. Yeah.
Bro, if I see Bravo on stage talk about, and now we got Pump It Up.
And my man B-Rap.
You about to go down right now.
Each of these cats get a minute and a half.
This is what I like about Bravo. And you know what's sad? Like about five, six years ago, we had a real dope ass hip hop community.
We had
producers. We had break dancers and
right.
B-boys.
Right.
We had spitters. You know what I'm saying? Me, Wildebeest, Spider, Drummer J. Like, it was like a real dope DJ community.
Word.
When I say every other week, JC was like, all right, check this out. I can't have 10 of y'all here at the station.
Right. Yo. It used to be deep. Right.
Like it was like 5-6 years ago, we had a real dope hip-hop community. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not mad at everybody for going on. They had to do their thing.
Right. It's College Town, so.
You know, but it was like, imagine if we would have kept that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But the thing about it, what I learned from that, though, is, what I've seen, is that it's just that again, it's a college town, right. And it's been them cycles, yeah. Where it's just like really my thing is right now is trying to figure out, you know, where is the next that group, because there's a lot of people doing stuff, right. But as far as like cohesively,
yeah,
like I haven't seen it yet. That's what I'm like looking like. All right, that's
like the last like real dope, yeah, group we saw, yeah. Was like Cap 6,
right. So
and them boys.
And again, just sad, but life happens. You know, you grow up.
Right.
And boom, boom. So, but yeah, man, y'all make sure check that out. If you listen to the podcast, boohoo, you missed out. They also going to have some drinks out there. So if you want to slide, boom. Now, if you are listening to the podcast or the live show, you can get to this. You better get to this, matter of fact. We got the Florida Rap Sessions on December 14th at the Bark. Again, asking for the, you know what I'm saying, put five on it. And we got
five on it.
Cause I'm smoking. No, I'm sorry. I ain't never smoked a thing in my life. Looking crazy. got my man Blazell, Dot Diamond King, the homie One Will, Ricky's hiding the building, Artist and P, DJ Full Effect, and of course your man's, you know what I'm saying? One yours truly, Nigma September will be hosting. You know what I'm saying? Getting back, doing my thing like I was doing a couple months ago. So, yeah, man, y'all need to come through. See what's good. You know what I mean? Also, gas is a part of like a short tour. The day before that, you know what I'm saying? If you got gas and a good-ass car, you can head out to Pensacola the night before. You got bars over bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Nightmare Before Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in Pensacola. You got Big Low. Blazell, who will be here, will be there because apparently it's his tour. I mean, he doing it. Baxter, Dashing Rod, you know, it's Jamal Steele. Shouts out to the homie. And that'll be hosted, you know what I'm saying, hosted by King Hale. And I just know her through Twitter, but she kind of funny, so I think she going to hold it down. She going to hold it down in Pensacola. I'm going to hold it down in Tally Ho, and that's how it's going down. So, yeah. So that's the announcements I got. As if this is church. I mean, church lady.
I mean, church announcements.
You just come in the ear, though. Right?
Of what we do.
I mean, switch it up. Like, get a church announcement at the end. Like, the pastor says, if anybody want dinner, you got to make sure to pay your tithe before you come into the hospitality hall. That'd be wild. Okay. Well, I don't want to get into, first of all, something real short, sweet, man. You got the Spotify Rap 2019 drop. You know what I'm saying? Everybody show how much money they wasn't making. You know what I mean? I got 15,000 streams. $7 was pretty good, huh? Shouts out them $7, bro. Proud of you. Nah, no.
Here's the thing. Not to hearken on a very popular podcast.
Yeah.
What is a stream? And I've been trying to figure that out because I've been seeing everybody's posts.
Don't get twisted, bro.
Twitter and IG.
Well, fuck any and all y'all who think we just biting off Joe Budden. First of all, I've been doing shit for Joe Budden did. So fuck that nigga. And if we do harping on Joe Budden, fuck y'all. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Sure. Yeah, nigga. What? Yeah. I got whoa. Shots. What's good?
Whoa. Podcast is popping.
But honestly, like. It's a very valid question because it's like I see the numbers,
right?
I see everybody going like, "This is what I did. This is what I didn't do."
Right?
What does that translate to? And because I've been literally trying to figure it out, because you know what I'm saying, like we just actually got our numbers 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, okay. And it shows me at best it's like I want to double this.
Right. I think that's what it is, really. It could be motivation. And I don't know. It almost kind of reminds me of like some Grammy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like on some like, yo, just being nominated. Like, look, I've been nominated for a Grammy. Or I got these many streams or whatever. Now, you know what I mean?
Now, at bare minimum, you could say, hey, you could take this to somebody and say, hey, this is what I'm doing.
Word.
At bare minimum.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what does it get you?
I think also, to me, it's almost like, not necessarily a competition, but almost like a ranking thing.
Okay.
Because there's been some cats, so I was like, I call a nigga hot. I'm my nigga Bachi. That nigga numbers was like dumb high. You know what I mean?
Stupid.
Like he was like half of Royce Lovett, and Royce Lovett had been on whole national television.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just looking at that, and I was just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this nigga making noise somewhere. You know what I mean? And really, it's a check. It's like, all right, if this nigga doing this, and he getting these numbers, but you over here doing this, and you getting these. Now, granted, shouts out to, what's my man? I can't think of my nigga name. But he was basically saying, like, you know what I'm saying, streams are streams. The physicals count even more. You know right. what I'm saying? There's niggas that could be getting physicals, probably ain't getting streams, but they getting the physicals, and they really making money. So you really can't check a nigga pockets off of it. Mm-hmm.
I want people to not downplay physicals either.
Yeah, not at all.
Because real talk, yeah, you got 15 million streams, but if I sell 15,000 albums, I made more money than
exactly. Exactly. So it definitely can't be on no shit like you can look at it as a barometer
yeah.
and see what you know what niggas doing, how they working or whatever, but yeah, it's definitely ain't no pocket watching like, oh, these niggas making money.
It sounds to me like a popularity contest.
Somewhat. Yeah, I think I said it's like the Grammys. It's like who got nominated for a Grammy, who didn't, who got nominated for a BET award, who didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I do look at it like now also too, it's a good marketing scheme for Spotify.
Right.
Because that's what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a little Spotify
show your
thing.
Influence, show your impact on the customer.
Right. And then on the flip side, Spotify also put out what the consumer is watching. So right. if you're a listener, you can post, oh, I've been listening to Tariq Knockout for the most all year. You know right. what I mean? You can post that. So at the end of the day, it's good marketing for Spotify. They just okay. yeah, they doing it. They feeding the ego. And
I mean the crazy part about it, cause we ain't seen Apple's numbers either.
Apple's, Tidal, any of them. Google Play, Google Play, whatever, you know what I mean? And speaking of numbers, Joe, Pat, I know you listening because you're gonna edit the show. Where our Spotify thing at? Yo. I wanna even if it's the whole unit. let me post them numbers up. Shouts out to Shelby. but yeah, man. Okay, what we got? We got the God MC. Hov himself turned 50.
Oh, okay. I thought we was talking about, Rakim
Allah. I got to Rakim. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting Rakim is in the building, but Hova, J-Hova, my man turned 50, man. And not only that, when he turned 50, he released his catalog, you know what I'm saying, to the public. You ain't got to be a title slave.
You had a title. You already had the catalog.
I already had a catalog. I was already down for the cause.
I'm waiting on you to come.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all talking about. I've been rocking the blueprint.
I'm just saying. I just happened to already. I was listening to Reasonable Doubt.
Just the other day. I'm glad y'all could join the party. You know what I'm saying? Well, what y'all think that for the game? Like, think that, you know, the level he's at the age, you know what I'm saying? Because I think the only other person I can think of on a high level that turned 50 is Dr. Dre. He's well over 50 now, but
I mean, it's definitely a lifetime achievement to be that successful, consistent, and be that influential to the hip hop community, and just doing the best of both worlds, where you're the best of both worlds, this guy, as well as you got, you know, the type of pop, the type of influence that everybody, majority of the time, has something good to say about you.
Word.
And you came up in an era where the competition was a lot, you know, the bar was a lot higher. You came up under the real greats of what we gravitate towards being true hip hop, where you got Biggie, Big L, you know, Nas, all these dope artists I can name over and over and over that he was molded by that.
Right.
Made him, you know, kind of like the perfect storm where he's got the street smarts as well as the business smarts.
Right.
Because being under that tutelage of Dame Dash, just what he built with, at, you know, Rockefeller Records, it's just a testament to what he's done for the community as well as what it is to be a hip hop artist. And it's ideally what you strive to be at, what level you want to be at that point of the age. And once you want to look back on your career and say, hey, not only did I start out in the slum or, you know, earning my way up through the underground and then mainstreaming, but I'm also now I can sit back and I'm so successful, I'm a billionaire. I got right. that kind of money.
Right.
That's a big deal to me. It's not a lot of people say that can say they've reached that point.
Right.
If any, I want to say, well, he's in a lane of his own at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Definitely been even up for a minute too.
Right.
So,
Jay-Z has proven that you can grow up in hip hop.
Word. Like, yep.
Hov, Nas, Diddy, like these are people. Like, who else? Fat Joe. Shout out to Fat Joe. Family Ties came out this Friday.
Word.
E-40. These are people who have proven you can grow up in hip hop. Because as much as popular as hip hop is, as much as hip hop influences the culture, we've had this hard time figuring out, can you grow up in hip hop?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Reasonable Doubt came out, what, 95, 96?
96, yeah. 96.
Like, we're talking about your first album was mid-90s, and you are still here. You're still relevant. You're still successful.
Like, he can definitely drop a project in 2020 and it still be relevant.
And it's like, the last 2 years, especially over the last 2 years, I've loved the space where I like to call it grown hip-hop has been.
Word, word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because two of my favorite albums in the last 2 years was David Banner's The God Box.
Yeah.
And Big Boy's album that he came out with.
Right.
Because it said, hey, you can be grown and still, you know,
For me in that lane, it was actually one artist, but we dropped two projects. It's Fonte Joint, No News Is Good News, and then May the Lord Watch. Like, both of those projects, for me, it's the same thing. Was just like, it showed, like, look, you can grow older in the game and still come out with quality, you know what I'm saying, projects or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Speak on stuff that cats in that range of, you know, 35 to 50 can relate to, because, yeah, you're going through things that, you know, unfortunately, you know, Playboy Cardi ain't going to be able to speak on because
he
died lit. And you can't be mad at him.
Right. You know what I mean? He's not there yet.
Right.
And it's like, when you look at Hov at 50, 50 is still relatively young.
Yeah. Yeah. You die at 50. That's crazy. Shoot, Pimp C died at 33.
And it's like, you look at Hov, you say, if today I become a rapper, who do I want to be like?
Right.
He's the Michael Jordan.
When I turn 50.
Right.
He's
right.
The Michael Jordan. Right. Rap.
And the sad part about it is, it's amazing to me that the best albums lately, and especially in the last 3 years, have all been from rappers 35 plus.
Right. Right.
They've all been from them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, this is not to say we haven't had any surprises from the young kids, like the Offset album, YBN Cordae.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What Uzi Vert was able to do.
Yeah.
You know, even Kodak Black, as much as I detest his existence, the kid got some balls.
Yeah, he can rap.
So it's like, if you are saying, hey, I'm a 19-year-old, I just got signed, I got all these streams, who do I want to be like at 50? Do I still want to be rapping at 50?
Right.
And then, because all these dumbasses that keep putting Andre 3000 in their top five, and this man said, I don't want to rap no more.
Fuck you, my nigga. I think you're still in my top five, but go ahead.
Bruh, give me one album. Just one.
I don't expect no album from that nigga. I just go. But anyway.
Yeah.
I
But whatever. He's like, yo, this is what made me.
Right, right.
At the end of the day, because I'm like, me and you got title. Me and you done either watched that B-Sides concert or seen that B-Sides list.
Right.
That's his B-Sides.
Right. And that's what, like you said, it's just like, amazing. Yeah, like you said, you look at Andre 3000 and the ideal of, okay, I got to quit because I got old. Like, Jay-Z refused that. You know what I'm saying? He's the opposite. We're just like, no, you can grow old in this and still come up with quality stuff. Yeah. So you just can't stop at 28 because you're thinking you ain't got nothing else to give. Like, nah, bro, you can do this at, you know what I'm saying, 35, 40, 45, hell, 50 now. So, yeah, man. That's why I like having podcast niggas on the podcast, because we actually seeing some shit, man.
Shout out to the God, man.
Ain't got to draw nothing out. Man, I'm going to get into this shit just because, speaking of top five, this motherfucker had my top five, even though he disappointed me most of this decade. But I got to get into the shit because I liked it. I ain't gonna front. Eminem shooting darts on.
I haven't heard it yet.
Fat Joe shit. I'm gonna play it. I was gonna play it into the podcast, but I'm gonna go ahead and play it loud since LQ haven't heard it. I ain't gonna play the whole thing. But y'all gonna
we don't own the rights to the music.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. What y'all? What it is? Well, I forgot YouTube. YouTube be hating. God, you right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I'm gonna do this 5 second rule. Because yeah,
I will say this: I've heard some great things.
I mean, granted,
some great things.
If anybody want to hate on Eminem, they're gonna hate on this verse.
But listen, I'm trying to take my time with this Fat Joe voice because
the album.
I'm gonna say it, and I agree with Fat Joe. We might have not. We need to give Fat Joe his flowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The man. I mean, he was on Breakfast Club today, and I think it was hyperbole. I don't think he was as true because he was like the only rapper to have hits in like I guess 4 different decades. It was like you came out right before Jay-Z in the '90s.
Right.
If he can bring a hit from this album over to 2020, yeah.
He might be right.
Yeah. But he definitely. What crazy is he came out.
The only other person I can think of is LL Cool J.
Yeah, '80s, '90s, 2000s.
He had one this decade.
Okay, so yeah, '90s, '90s, 2000s, 2010s, and then like I said, if he can bring a hit from this album,
the only other person I can think of is Rick Rubin and Dr. Dre.
Right.
What about Juvenile? I mean, he's got.
Nah, Juvie. No. Juvie had a sort of hit this decade, but most of his joint was 2000. End of the 90s and the 2000s with the slow joint. All right, let me play this joint. See if y'all can hear in the mic real quick. That's the Mary J. About it is M finally got like on a slower beat,
yeah,
and kind of got a little jazzy with it. So that was dope. But outside of the project, like I said, what's the name of the project? What do you call it? Family Ties. It's a pretty decent project, you know what I'm saying? If you like Digging in the Crates, Fat Joe, if you like Flo Joe, if you like Pun Joe, you probably ain't gonna like this, but if you like Lean Back Joe, if you like What's Love Joe, then yeah, it's a good project. And Dre, Cool and Dre, you know what I'm saying, kept it jazzy or whatever. The beats all on point.
Real quick, what's your favorite Fat Joe album?
I don't got a favorite Fat Joe. I can't even say I even. Yeah, I'm can't even give.
Between Jealous One, Still Envy, and The Elephant in the Room.
Yeah, I can't even. Like, I always respected Fat Joe.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Definitely songs that he's put out, not just the hits. You know what I'm saying? I like it is weird for me because I grew up in the 90s and seeing him playing kind of like his rough Bronx, I'll beat anybody up type rapper. And then him transform to like the lean back, What's Love was kind of like, I'm still kind of shell shocked off of that. But yeah, but I really can't say like because most of the albums he did drop in the 90s, like, I ain't had no money to go, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I'm getting this Fat Joe, I'm gonna get this Nas. I think I'm gonna go get Nas.
Right.
No disrespect, I ain't get Jada Kiss either. Would've got Luda. But I think Luda's a better spitter. Jada's better spitter.
We as a hip-hop community gotta stop acting like for like 6 years Ludacris didn't run the world.
Nah, Ludacris was killing it. Ludacris is killing it.
I was waiting on every DTP freestyle to drop. Like, yeah. To hear it.
Like, I think Luda just, he kind of like Big Sean, was just like, niggas just don't take him serious, even though he's spitting bars. So it's kind of like, that's why they don't give him that accolade. But nah, especially in the beginning, you know what I mean? Like 2000s, yeah, I was all alone.
Like, when I heard him on the Tory Lanez joint, I was like, oh, Luda can still rap.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about it. I'm going to say this, then we're going to go into the next song. But okay. I think I mentioned it on a podcast episode earlier, way, way back, where it's like rappers have what's called like the vapors or the fame. They get the light. Yeah. And so when they got the light, they can do almost anything. We're going to vibe with it. But a lot of times, what people don't understand, can I go back to what we were saying about rappers getting older? A lot of times, rappers get better as they get older, but they don't have the light on them no more.
Right.
And so a lot of people looking for the light. They're looking for that person to be what they were when they first blew up. And so when they not that, they like, oh, I don't fuck with them no more. But if you listen to the music, you realize they rap better than they did when they first came out.
I mean, because you have to think about that. Anything that you do as a creative, the older you get,
the better you're supposed to get anyway.
Because you got all that wisdom, all that knowledge, all that. It's almost like muscle memory.
Right, right. But again, you go back to if you don't have that light on you, a lot you realize that a lot of people just follow that person because of the light, or because of the fame, or because they got the spotlight, not just because of the skill set. But we're going to take a pause for the calls, man. We're going to get into this next track, and then we're going to come back and see what's good with Static Podcast, you know what I mean? So we're going to get into this new joint, you know what I'm saying, for the Christmas time, get y'all in the Christmas spirit. Merry Christmas. We got my man Scott Jenga featuring King Red with Slay, and this is The Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Yo, what's up? This is Royce Lovett, and you are now listening to The Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
She wanna ride my sleigh, niggas ride my way, hating all in my face, I'm just trying to get paid, being stingy ain't giving, we know how what I'm living, ice cold, no ceilings, ice cold, no feelings. She wanna ride my sleigh, niggas ride my way, hating all in my face, I'm just trying to get paid, being stingy ain't giving, we know how what I'm living. Ice cold, no ceilings, ice cold, no feelings. Moving forward, never backward. Stocking stuff full of backwood. Grandma cooking with that passion. Pops out of shit is tragic. Same thing happened last year. We gon' make it through, we gon' manage. Spend Christmas time in the mansion. Chills to the wishes just been granted. My mama said she needs some grandkids. My little baby like that action. Getting her the latest fashion. I feel fresh when I'm rapping. Bundled up in the cold. Wonder why my car snow. Trapped like the North Pole. Fiends call up my phone. Gas pressure, I smoke. And Chris, I grow. Stand tall, no fold. I had days I've been broke. In my bag, now I'm on. Let my feelings with them hoes. Chill frost in the snow. Icebox my heart cold. She wanna ride my sleigh. Niggas ride my way. Hating all in my face. I'm just trying to get paid. Being stingy ain't giving. When I'm hard, what I'm living. Ice cold, no ceilings. Ice cold, no feelings. She wanna ride my sleigh. Niggas ride my way. Hating all in my face. I'm just trying to get paid. Stingy ain't giving. Win a heart, but I'm living. Ice cold, no ceilings. Ice cold, no feelings. Red with green, that's Christmas. Red dot, won't miss him. I could have fucked up with niggas. They was fucking up my rhythm. I'ma pull up in the drop with the roof off, nigga, like Santa. Gotta go and get my cash up. My grandmama got cancer. Round the world dropping gifts out to the real ones who ain't had none. Gotta get it, gotta have some. My girl can't pay to get a hat done. From the trap to the mansion. Shit looking like the North Pole. Keep the gun in the console. 4-5 with the red nose. One man, only red nose. Ain't Santa, but I got hoes. In your house, something to cook. Muster, I punch a nigga like a lunch coat. Bad bitch with an attitude, I don't give a dick, I just give a cold. Bad bitch with an attitude, I don't give a dick, I just give a cold. She wanna ride my sleigh, niggas ride my way. Hating all in my face, I'm just trying to get paid.
Being stingy ain't giving, when I'm hard, what I'm living. Ice cold, no ceilings, ice cold, no feelings.
She wanna ride my sleigh, niggas ride my way. Hating all in my face, I'm just trying to get paid.
Being stingy ain't giving. Went a hard, but I'm living. Ice cold, no ceilings. Ice cold, no feelings.
We are back. This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma September again. That was my man Scott Jenga featuring King Red with Slay. Get y'all the Christmas spirit. So So again, we got my man DJ LQ in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we got little bro.
Trap Zeus,
aka Starving _ Artist _ Q904 on Instagram. Please check out my art page.
Supposed to do that at the end. We gonna get no. You straight. I don't give a fuck. Nah, what's up, y'all? Y'all make sure y'all follow my boys, man. Also, too, if you listen, whatever podcast holder you're listening to this now, make sure you go and search No Static Podcast right now.
I can do it for you, big bro. You can find us on Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pocket Pocket Cast, anywhere you get your podcast service for. As always, like I like to say, when you find us, to make sure we keep bringing you that smooth content, that content, that no static content, do us a favor, like, rate, review, share, worship.
Yeah, I can worship me if y'all want to. That's don't do no weird like shit, like no BBC worship type shit.
It's like, are you I can be a god. What? All you have to do is be a god.
Nah, bro. I'm cool.
I know, I'm straight with that. You all right?
I'm gonna be a free Greek over here, bro. I don't think I really want to get down with none of them nations.
Let me keep it basic. How the podcast even started?
This is what happened. The God honest truth. Shout out to Coop. Shout out to the captain. Shout out to Young Miles.
Lay everybody out. Who's all part of the No Static Podcast? All
right. Family? Well, obviously you got two out of the five right now.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm new.
Yeah, he's new. We opened some money in the budget. We hired him.
he does the Stephon the Don, or he screen guy.
Right. But what happened was No Static Podcast is a creation of the host Dennis, aka Captain, aka Out Here the Clone, whatever name you want to call him. That's what it is. He brought on Coop. They were co-workers or whatnot.
Right.
And, you know, you met Cooper, whatever. You already know how he is with the conversation.
Right.
They brought on Young Miles. He the young boy. He got his perspective. Anybody who's heard the podcast knows
right.
His perspective is
out there
as well as right refreshing. There.
Right, right.
So after some odd episodes, Coop gets the bright idea to bring me on.
Okay.
Because they were looking for consistent personalities for the podcast.
Word.
Now, originally when Coop asked me, it was supposed to be a one-time deal.
Wow. Okay.
Originally.
Wow.
So, you know, I come in, do the podcast. I think it was like episode 42 or something like that. Go back, look that up and everything. And they like it. So, I'm at the house. Coop calls me, hey, bro, can you come through the house and do it again? I'm like, all right. Whatever. Come through. Do it again. Third week. Hey, bro, you know, you come to the house, make it to the podcast. Hey, bro, what's going on, bro? Y'all need me to come talk a little
right.
All right. So then a week, two goes by, call me. Hey, bro, can you come through?
Like, bro.
All right, cool. So obviously I'm a part of this thing.
Right, right.
And for the longest, it was just the four of us. So it was, you know, Dennis, Coop, Young Miles, myself.
Yeah.
Trap Zeus, he comes up to Tally, you know, got some things going on for him. And, you know, I'm dipping out the house. He's like, yo, where you going? I said, y'all for the slide of Coop's house. I had a quarter pocket. He's like, yo, I can roll.
Yeah.
Word. Re-rolls with me. He's in the house, you know, in the background or whatever. But then he comes on and starts spitting his opinion. Then next week, same thing. Starts spitting his opinion.
Right.
Starts spitting his opinion. Now he's a part of the group.
I remember it a little differently, actually. I remember them holding a gun to my head and saying, hey, you either get down or lay down. Lay down. And I was like, well, I want to live, so I think I'm on this now. But nah, it was a great opportunity. You know, they brought me in. I was putting my little two cents in the background. And then finally, you know, with good graces, they brought me on and said, hey, you know, you could be a part of this too. So I appreciate every bit of the opportunity, as well as continue my efforts to, you know, contribute as best I can.
Yeah. Word. I can say I like
our flowers to Dennis, aka yeah. Out Your Clone, aka Captain. This is his creation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I continue to remind him, I'm always giving him his flowers because essentially this is his dream.
Right.
We just ride a shotgun in the car.
Right.
So whatever he needs from us to make it pop, that's what we're going to do.
I got
to
give him props because, hell, this is originally, the original was a group project. Like, actually, before the Enigma Sub Hour, it was the Friday show.
Okay.
And it was my rap crew that I was with. And, yeah, we couldn't keep that thing together. So, for him to be able to keep it together as long as he's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, salute to that man. Straight up.
Yeah, because I'm like, we on episode 83, 84,
right.
Something like that.
Right,
and I was like, bro, you just told me you had 80 episode, we was in like the 50s or something, so it was close to the year.
Yeah.
or we had just passed the year. And I'm like, you're doing an episode per week. He was like, yeah. I said, you've been doing this for a year.
Bruh.
And it's hard for people to It's hard to stay.
People don't understand that, like, yeah, to do this consistently week in, week out.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't easy. You miss out on a lot. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you got to tell somebody, yo, I can't make it to it, whatever, because I got this. Or, you know, you got to reschedule it because of whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, like, to do the thing consistently, like, people don't understand. Like, this ain't easy. That's why it's always funny to me when you have people like, oh, I'm going to start me a podcast.
Okay.
Because how long?
It takes a certain person to sit there and listen to a podcast.
Right.
Now,
right.
Because everybody's like the funniest thing I've ever heard or been asked of recently was, you remember Dame Doja?
Yeah.
Plug music
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, bro, how do you stay current on everything, bro? I said, listen. I said, I got Twitter on my phone.
Yep.
All the podcasts come to my phone.
Right.
Or at least the ones that I'm interested in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not on Facebook like that or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, on top of that, I got CNN. And I'm like, between Twitter, Instagram, CNN, I'm pretty much caught up on everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, I know, you know, Fee probably coming here. She probably be thinking I'm just sitting here on my phone. But, nah, nigga, I'm like, I be doing research. Like, I be having to keep abreast because it's like, I need to come up with content that's relevant.
Right.
So people that's listening to it, they ain't listening. They like, why this nigga ain't talking about this, or why he talking about this when that was 2 weeks ago, or right. that was 3 months ago, or whatever. You know what I mean? So yeah, this is work, and I think that's the thing about it. But the cool thing about it, and the smooth thing about it, is being able to do the work, but it not look like work. Right. And y'all do a good job with that. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you know, you can listen, you can tell like y'all just going with the flow, but y'all know what the fuck y'all talking about at the same time.
Listen, man. We have pre-production meetings like every now and then. We be in the pre-production meetings like, all right, man, check this out, bro. The fuck is going on, man? The fuck are y'all doing? This nigga ain't never here.
Right.
You know, this motherfucker, we don't even know what the fuck he's saying
now. My life's right. been threatened twice. I don't even know why this happens, but this is just part of the process.
Like, yeah. like Captain's threatening to fire everybody. Like,
I've been fired. I just got hired.
You can fire every day off.
Wayne called me, yo, hey, you ain't going to be on this one. I'm like, all right. Yeah, just go ahead and put your microphone away.
And then for the people who do podcasts, they want to have that success. They want to be like Joe Budden, a Reed. A Brilliant Idiot.
Right.
T.I. New Joint. And right. I said, you got to find your lane, because I was like, a lot of these podcasts talk about the same thing, but what makes you different?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, me, I don't listen to the same type of podcast.
Right.
Like the new shit I listen to is Spy Stories now.
Okay.
That's my new shit.
Yeah.
I got an economics podcast I listen to.
Right.
I got a business podcast that I listen to. Of course, I'm going to listen to hip hop and shit because, you know, I'm a child of hip hop.
Right.
You know,
now, honestly, I can say you put me on because I remember we went to Crestview.
Yeah,
and you pulled out your joint. Pause, not that joint. You pulled out your phone, and you was
cell phone. cell phone.
And he was like, I saw like a number of podcasts you were following. And I'm like, oh shit, like my man's like, you know what I'm saying, moving around. So yeah, and that I started doing that. You know what I'm saying? A lot, and not only is it change the content, you know what I'm saying, as far as listening to the same thing. But shoot, just the way it's set up, like really, and telling myself, like the intro, having the intro pre-recorded, I got that from It's The Real Podcast. Because they pre-record they joint. You know what I'm saying? Before they do the interviews, I was like, I could say half my time just getting this out of the way.
And I want people to understand, you don't have to listen to every podcast the second it comes out.
Right.
That's the great thing.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Rogan comes out with a new episode every fucking day. I'm not listening to all of them.
Or Gary V. Like,
that motherfucker. When do you sleep?
Right.
When do you sleep?
You're not.
Like, yeah, I don't think you did.
I'm not listening to him. Like, The Horrible Decision Girls. As funny as y'all are, sometimes y'all get repetitive.
Yeah.
I don't listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even the NPR joints. As much as I want to be up to date on politics, I don't listen to it every day.
Right, because like you said, get repelled. Sometimes the news cycle ain't moving as fast. Right. So it's like, all right. You know what I mean? Honestly, of course, the main podcast I was probably listening to most consistently is the Joe Budden joint. But it's really just to see if I said some shit before they did.
Yeah.
Because I'm recording now on a Friday. Right. Well, they recorded, so I'm like, this is a Saturday joint, like, oh, I got these niggas. I already got these niggas. Yeah. Only problem is my podcast don't drop till Monday, but I know, like, people listen to it Monday, they'll realize, oh, he was already on this. Like, yeah, nigga. Or you listen to the live, you watch the live joint and see I was already on it. So, it's all good. All right, so how is it? Because I know for me, it's a lot easier, you know what I'm saying, doing the shit solo, you know what I'm saying? Well, I take this back. It's easy doing solo, but probably one of the most difficult, probably the more difficult part of it is, you know, I have a guest and having to arrange stuff for them and make sure everything's straight. How is it when you consistently got a group of cats, different personalities, different time schedules, whatever, like, but on the flip side, you also got it where, you know, you ain't got to carry the whole thing.
Right.
So what's the pros and cons of that? Like,
all right, so from my perspective, it's like being in a group project and being the one that you know ain't really did shit and you get the A anyway. It's like that for me. So it's like, okay, you got all these guys that I mesh well with, just actively engaged in conversation, and it's just the flow of it, it doesn't feel like work. I don't have to think twice about what I'm going to say next or if I'm going to be able to contribute to the podcast in any type of way. Like, if I'm not on the docket right, I'm like, oh, man. We pretty much have in unison track, well, thinking where everybody's going to hit the same type of topics with. Not if we're not going to be in unison at the same exact thought, it's going to be different things that we're going to bounce off each other that, you know, it's going to have a good type of conflict.
Right.
Where
right,
it's
right,
going
right,
to
right,
be
right.
A back and forth converse of, well, why do you see it that way? I see it that way because of this. And you're going to let that person break it down and you're going to see it from their perspective. And then we're going to still respectfully disagree as well as we have a good mesh of all being on the same type of time where we shout out in the mind.
Word.
Saying something. Like, that's how I look at it.
I mean, all I can do is piggyback off of him. He's right. It's just like a group project.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dennis is the one that does all the work.
Right. Right.
I just show up. I get to put my name on
and,
the paper.
And we just show up and just make him look good.
Right.
He's like, all right, everybody, this is what you're going to say. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you, like, study your lines. I'm like,
wear your name tags.
Right.
You know,
don't be up there sounding like an asshole.
Right.
Just follow the script. Guys, point at the pitches. Right. So,
I mean, the great thing about it is you have – the best thing about our podcast is that you have five people at different walks of life.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I, myself, and Coop, we're the oldest members of the team.
Yeah.
So the point that we're at in our life is completely different from everybody else.
Right.
You know, Dennis and Trap Zeus being the next two, they're getting to where we're at.
Right.
So they're in that transition. And, of course, young Miles being the youngest, you know, he's the one that's absorbing everything right now, and he hasn't gotten there yet.
Right. But he can tell you what he sees. Right. But also, because it may be some shit that because of being far removed from that point, he can be like, well, this idea is right here.
Right.
At this time, it was probably like this when y'all was here, but this side. And so eating off each other as far as,
right.
You know what I'm saying, the knowledge or whatever. Yeah,
because, like, even with me, like, I'm probably, for anybody that's like a loyal listener of the No Static Podcast, my personality is probably perceived as the more serious one out the group.
Yeah, I can tell when they need to know, like, what's, like, the depths of something. Yeah. Like, you'll be able to, like, break it down and say, this is what's happening, whatever. And then everybody come in and say, all right, well, I think this is that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus, you know, say, like, Trap Zeus, like I said, you know, he's like a, even though the age gap between us isn't that far, where he's at in his life right now, he's like, okay, I see where you're at, and I know why you think that way, but here's where I am. Because right. The shit that you're going through, I'm not even near that.
Right, right. All right, so, yeah, we're going to take a break. Another pause for the calls. We're going to play these two tracks.
We're going to get these bills paid.
You know what I mean?
Holler at us.
I wish I could get
these Google bills Play, paid. Spotify. Dude. Hit up my man and Nick myself. These niggas, pay these bills.
These niggas need to be paying me. Eventually, niggas.
Cut the check.
You know what I'm saying?
Not the cheese.
We need royalties.
For real. I need. Hey, what's some streams? Pat. What's the streams, dog? That's Spotify number. All right, we're going to go into, got my man Rico Dreams featuring Charades with Questions, and then I got my man One Will.
Rico Dreams
with
got
G.
a song that I like, and I can't think of the name.
Well, he actually, he's supposed to be on the show. I got to get try to get back on here.
Like,
I probably got it in the stash somewhere.
You probably do.
Yeah.
I cannot think of the name. But it's got like a nice little bop on it. He talking about some chick he was like real into.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, bro, I went through that.
Okay, so we're gonna get into it, man. Just gotta put one just on pause. No, sorry. Again, Rico Dreams, One Will. This is the Enigma Self. I want you gotta check out, baby.
Say, why you tripping over shit you can't control? No, I still don't fuck with Keisha and I never hit Nicole. Every time I leave the crib, you think a nigga fucking hoes. You be looking through my phone and even searching through my code. Shit, relax, shawty, I'm just keeping it G. Instead of posting petty shit, just say you thinking of me. And if you find out I was cheating, would you take me back? Or would you do the same and blame me for the way I act? And if we broke up, would you get with one of my homies? And believe them lies they tellin' when they say they don't know me. I know I ain't the type of nigga that you used to. I ain't saying I can't love you, but I refuse to. Love is just a lose-lose, my biggest fear to lose you. Like a lead in the game, 7 in the finals, I was bullshitting. Got tired of Pippin, so I passed the rock to Michael. They say nothing lasts forever, so let's try breaking the cycle. I know I'm down right now, but let me know. Would you love me if I was up? Cause you handle all the Instagram bitches just trying to fuck. Cause you deal with me hitting a couple slipping up. Tell me, baby, is you with the shits or what? Played 21 questions up in middle school. Now I'm asking them same ones to show I'm into you. I know I seem emotionless, but baby, I got feelings too. I lie to keep us alive cause the truth be killing you.
Yeah, I just wanna chill and twist the lie. Think your body from the neck to the end of the thigh. You be looking through my phone like you a spy. Why you asking about my ex? She dead to me. You be on that bullshit like in the shot. You the reason that I smoke and get so high. Got some things that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Man, what the fuck is stressed? Are you really feeling us or is it love or lust? Sticking it with you is going against my guts. Your actions telling me that you don't give a fuck. So tell me, nigga, what I'm supposed to do? Man, I'm moving off of you. Cause I can take the lead. I really am a queen, but how the fuck can I submit if you're not my king? In my presence, why you fucking with these peasants? Your loyalty is something I should never question. If I did what you did, would you respect it? How can I be your rider if you're not giving clear directions? There's a thin line between understanding and being tested. Enough of trial and error to get the message, man. These niggas got me fucked up, attitude was stuck up, money got me cuffed up. I'm good, love, yeah. I'm good, love, yeah.
Man, I'm good, love, yeah. I'm good, love.
I just wanna chill and twist the lie. Lick your body from your neck to end the thigh. You'll be looking through my phone like you a spy. Why you asking about my ex? She dead to me. You be on that bullshit like in the shot. You the reason that I smoke and get so high. Got some things that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, babe.
It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down?
What's good? It's one. Yeah, I'm just maintaining doing me. Oh my dog, keep that shit.
I never been the type to worry about what people think. I'm cool as fuck up in this bit, I should've wore a mink. I had to switch up my moves, that's just how it be. Now I'm closer to them pinks, so that 73 Caprice with the plaid picnic blanket seats. King top, hold the top shelf, Keith. I'm in the lab cooking in a fresh pair of Reeves. Young food critic, let me bake you a quiche. You would think a nigga preach, they so in tune to what I say. Well, there's a will, there's a way, well, that's one will, there's a J. I got a few minutes until I gotta bless the stage in the cut. Chopping game with the owner of the place. Rolling up on my deposit slips on the way to the bank. The clerk told me, dang, I've been seeing you a lot lately. Told to get used to my face and my fly, baby. Real talk, a young nigga just maintaining. One, I'm just maintaining, doing me. Told my dog, keep that shit G. Yeah, yeah. That real shit, man. I'm just maintaining, doing me. I told my girl, keep that shit G. It's one. Real shit, man. Cool niggas only, man. Yeah.
We are back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. I got my boys from the Static Podcast, DJ LQ, and my man
Trap Zeus.
This worse than one of the other young boys in here. You know, let's go. Gotta get it together, man.
What my name too?
And I like the damn name. That's what's crazy.
It's cool.
Trap Zeus is the illest name ever.
Hey, I appreciate you.
All right, so that was, we had Rico Dreams freaking featuring Charades with Questions, and then my man One Will with G. I played my man One Will because he's going to be performing at the joint at the bar next week on the 14th. So I just had to show some love. All right, so talking about, you know what I'm saying, what you guys got going on presently. And I know, you know what I'm saying, Captain ain't here. I know it's his baby. But where do y'all see the podcast going? Like, what's not the end point, not the end game, you know what I'm saying, but where would you like it to go?
I want it to go where we can drive a national conversation at some point. There are some topics that we breach, but because we, for the in my personal view, because of the state of the world where you can't say something that's deemed insensitive,
right,
you can't have an honest conversation about it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if we can make it where, hey, this forum, this platform, you can have these conversations, I want it to be there because, personally, I could take that smoke. I'm not going to speak for the rest of the members of the group because I'm not them. I don't know what they are willing to take. But if I'm like, hey, we can have this honest dialogue, you know what I'm saying, then let's do it. And see where people are at. Like, for example, the whole T.I. and his daughter situation that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Right, right, right.
I was disgusted because I was like, y'all are quick to tell this black man how to raise his kid.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I could see this situation going like where some sort of governing agency says, hey, as a parent, you can't do this.
No, they already do it. They already did it. I think in New York, they already putting in a bill,
right,
to make it more stringent for a parent to be able to, even though, A, he said he was joking, but then even if you want to take it for face value, he said he got permission. You know what I mean? Like, granted, I said, especially, you know, being a father of a daughter, having a daughter, I wasn't going to do it because I don't want to know, really. You know what I'm saying? But I see where his intent was. Yeah. And I'm with you with that. Like, I can't tell that grown man.
At worst, he's an overprotective father.
Right.
At the worst.
Right.
And the crazy part about it is I saw more women talking about, I wish my dad was like that.
Right. I think that's how he looked at it. He looked at it as, look, he literally said this. I seen women who didn't have their fathers there. So, baby, over the top, yeah. But to me, I was just trying to be there for my daughter, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Now, so I'm with you with, like, just the criticisms that was there.
Yeah, but nobody had that conversation.
Right.
Because I was like, yo, how do y'all not have this conversation? I said, this is the perfect time to have a conversation about fatherhood, especially when you're talking about black fatherhood.
Right.
This is the perfect time to have a conversation about a black man's relationship to his daughter.
Right.
The fears and the pride that a black man has about raising a little girl.
Right. Right. And it's real.
I'm like, that was a great time to have that conversation. But we got so wrapped up in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. So I get what you're saying in regards to just being able to. And basically bring a different perspective, because it seems like people just get so caught up in groupthink and just going with the flow, and you know, we're gonna go down this tunnel, yeah, and not realizing you got different avenues you can look at. The world is not black and white, you know what I'm saying? You got gray areas. No gray areas can be explored and should be explored, because you may find a better solution instead of just going with what we think is right.
Right.
So I feel you on that, bro. So
what about you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to be on a position where we're actively contributing to what it is to be a positive influence in society as far as what we talk about, you know, our subjects. We're comfortable to talk about anything. Like, we have that right in that realm where freedom of speech ain't dead. And I just like for that to continue and grow as far as our views, I mean, our listeners go, you know, just about our outreach, who we can affect. And, you know, just get some positive word out there, going against the grain of what you see in the news every day with the negative, and, you know, really make a difference as far as bringing to the table current events and really getting the ears of people that can come up with these, you know, solutions to, you know, these problems that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, as well as just bringing actively thinking people, you know, to a place where they can listen to something, hear what's going on in society, as well as have that atmosphere of hearing what how we talk when we have a regular conversation.
Right.
And feel like, you know, you're actively engaged in that, as well as you can contribute, you can call in or whatever, however that works, and just input any way you can, and just, right, be a fan and listener, as well as just spread the word of what it is we discuss on our time.
Word. Now, I give y'all props, because I ain't going to front. When I listen to y'all, like, I be really wanting to interject. And I think that's a sign of a good podcast, right, when the listener like, ah, wait. Either they agree with you or not, like, still, that means you engaged.
Right.
You know what I mean? If y'all
bring this thing is bad publicity.
Exactly. All right. So, when we get up out of here, man, let people know how they can get in contact with y'all.
What's I'm that? Trap Zeus. Hey, I said it earlier. My mistake. Starving _ artist _ Q 904 at Instagram. Please follow me. Support the artist. Yeah.
Well, man, say he an artist. He mean he an artist for real.
I paint.
Yo, y'all
draw,
check that out for design, real, though. Cause my man whatever, is, you know, fire.
I'm on that.
Yeah.
And as far as me, Instagram, Twitter at Charlie Ultra Echo. Echo spelled with a K. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Hit me up, man, especially on Twitter. Nigga myself, no, I just be on there on the bullshit.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever the conversation leads me, that's where I'm at, man.
Word. All right, so y'all make sure y'all do that, man. Again, I appreciate y'all boys, man. You know what I'm saying? Sorry I couldn't have the whole team in here. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't know if I would have been able to accommodate. So hey. I got to build up. These two mics ain't going to work.
We work.
You know what I'm saying? But be back next week. I already got my guest, Solidified, my man Artisan P. He gonna be here. You know what I'm saying? He gonna talk about the show we got popping next week. So y'all be prepared for that.
Oh, real quick. Before we sign off.
Oh, no doubt.
As always, No Static Podcast. Find us on Google Play.
Yeah.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. We coming for Tidal Hov.
Yo. Word. For real, though.
Anywhere where you can find your podcast, anywhere where you can listen to us banter for about an hour out of your day. We don't take that long, but you definitely come away wanting some more. And as always, for us to grow that market, give you some more content, and make sure that we stay in your ears, like, rate, review, share, worship. That's all you got to do.
That's it. And also, too, again, if you listen to this, all you got to do is, man, just go and hit that search. Look at them boys, man, because I'm everywhere they at. They everywhere we at, and we come together like that, because that's how I go. Pause. So.
We're coming home.
So, Pat, I want them numbers, boy. What's good, man? I want to post my Spotify unwrap. What's good? So, anyway, man, I'll see y'all people next week, man. Anybody listen to the YouTube live, appreciate y'all. Fia, I love you. Mackenzie, your daddy, love you. And we out of here. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time,
baby.